has proven that having gratitude makes your life better. I love it when science and the scripture come and say the same exact thing. And psychology today, there are 7 scientific proven benefits of gratitude. Now, I just want to read them to you because I think it's so neat. But because before psychology today existed, God's Word was saying, this is better for you. The first thing that this article said is that gratitude opens the door to more relationships. It says, not only saying thank you constitutes good manners, but showing appreciation can help you win new friends, according to this 2014 study. The study found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship. So whether you thank a stranger for holding the door open or send a thank you note to that colleague who helped you with a project, acknowledging other people's contributions can lead to new opportunities. Here's what I've learned. I like people who say thank you. Do you? I'm more likely to like you if you say thank you than if you never say thank you. So that's one of the benefits. The other benefit is that gratitude improves your physical health. It said grateful people experience fewer aches and pains and report feeling healthier than other people. You want to feel better? Be grateful. Third thing, gratitude improves psychological health. You need a little help with your thinking this morning. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Robert Edmonds, a leading gratitude researcher, has concluded multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. His research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. Fourth thing, gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. The studies show that people who are grateful tend to be less aggressive, and they tend to be less resentful. Gratitude helps people sleep better. I don't go to sleep easy. How many of you go to sleep right away? I envy you. My wife does. You better raise your hand. I don't. So last night, and typically on Saturday nights, I'm not nervous, but I don't sleep good on Saturday nights. So you know what I did last night? I started not counting sheep, counting blessings. And I went down my family line. I started thanking him for the bed I was laying in. I was thanking him for my wife and 2 dogs, except they were crowding me off the bed. And I thanked him that I had a couch to go to where I could continue thanking him. And I got better. But gratitude, they've discovered, helps people sleep better. It improves self-esteem. Gratitude increases mental strength. As a matter of fact, a study found that those surviving the attack of September 11th by the terrorist recovered better and quicker that were the ones that were grateful. The ability to handle stress, the ability to handle problems, is just so much better when you're grateful. Now, here's the thing I want us to talk about this morning. Gratitude, I believe, is a part of abundant living. And I believe long before psychologists figured it out, God knew that if we develop grateful spirits, if we did what the Scripture says to do, we would be happier and less depressed. I believe that. 2018 has been an incredibly difficult year for me, for one reason. 2018 represents for me having a dad who I watched die slowly from dementia to the point of going to the hospital and watching him take his last breaths. My dad was my hero. And my dad was an incredible example of what I'm going to talk to you about this morning. My dad missing from my life is a difficult thing. So all year long, I've had to deal with this. How do you keep on going? Because there's good days and there's bad days. And God's Word has really helped me. And practicing it has been so important to me. And so that's what I want to talk to us about this morning is gratitude. First of all, what does it mean to be grateful? Here's a definition. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful. Readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Grateful people are just ready. They're ready to say thank you. They're ready to be kind. And we are to be people who are grateful. Listen, having a grateful attitude will make your life so much better. It will make your Christian life so much better. Not being grateful or not being thankful will make your life, even as a believer, so much worse. Gratitude is not just scientifically proven to make you better. It's biblically been stated for years. So what are the seven things we can do from the Scripture that will help us adjust our attitudes to have gratitude? Number one, develop the habit of being thankful. You've got to develop the habit of being thankful. If you look at Colossians 3:15, it's a scripture that most of the time preachers and teachers talk about the first part of the verse. It's that passage that talks about having the peace of Christ rule your heart. But at the very end of verse 15, it says this, and be thankful. And be thankful. It's something we are to become. As a matter of fact, that word, that verb, it literally means to become. And it's present tense. So as a believer in Jesus Christ, we are to continually become what? Thankful. We're to have gratitude. It is something the Scripture says is so very important. A lot of times we talk about you need to be saved. You do need to be saved. But you also need to be thankful. Knox translated it this way. Learn to be grateful. How do you do that? Well, for me personally, the Scripture has taught me that. But before the Scriptures taught me that, my parents taught me that. Like I told the kids, you need to sometimes tell your mom, thank you. You need to tell your dad, thank you. You need to tell your teachers, thank you. When someone opens the door, even if you're an adult, you ought to say, thank you. When you're at a restaurant and someone serves you something, you ought to be thankful. And somehow we don't see the beauty of this, but that is a spiritual thing. Don't you feel more appreciated and better when people tell you thank you? When they give you a hug and say thank you for this or thank you for that? I'm telling you, it's biblical. And sometimes the discouragement, the depression that comes to people's lives is because they always focus on what they're not thankful for rather than focusing on what they have. One of the things I would challenge you to do, I do it every day, is have a journal. I have my time with God, and every day I have a T area of my journal where I thank Him daily for things like food and health. It needs to be a habit. You need to be continually becoming thankful. That's biblical. And then, not only do you need to tell God that you're thankful for family, health, friends, whatever you have, you also need to tell other people. So maybe the assignment today is just to tell someone today, thank you. It makes a huge difference. It also makes a huge difference to the person you say thank you to. So, number one, develop the habit of being thankful. How do you do that? You're thankful. It's not rocket science. You don't need to know Greek. You just need to be thankful. Tell God, tell other people, be thankful. Second thing, be thankful in worship. Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5 is a beautiful picture of the people of God coming to worship. They were coming to the temple, and you've got to see it for how it really is. It says in verse 1, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Now, I know we're Baptists, but I hate to tell you this. If you look up in the original language, the meaning of shout, it's shout. We make it real difficult. And when they came, as they were coming to the temple to worship, they were shouting. How were they shouting? Joyfully to who? The Lord. The word there is Yahweh. It means Lord, Master. It's kind of like a football game after you've won the state championship, which y'all have done here. People are shouting. Why? They're victorious. They're excited. That's the same picture of the way it should be coming to worship. It is okay in church to shout every once in a while. As a matter of fact, if I knew it wouldn't scare some of y'all to death, I would have had to shout a little bit. But it's in there. Shout to the Lord joyfully. And then it says, and I'm using the New American Standard because it's a better translation of this verse, serve the Lord with gladness. It didn't say come and sit and listen with gladness. It says serve the Lord with gladness. Worship is not sitting and listening. It's hearing and doing. It's worship. Goodness. Serve the Lord with, oh, I got to do this. I got to go to church today. You've already messed up. If you're not here because you don't want to be, you don't need to be here. Because this is a joyful place that has a joyful Savior. And we've got to be grateful. Come before Him with joyful singing. Didn't say good singing. Joyful singing. I just love this verse, and we don't practice it very often. It says, know that the Lord Himself is God. In other words, know it's Him. It's your Savior. It's a relationship. He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Why? For the Lord is good. See, it's a shame on us if we ever come to this place and not realize He's good. He's not a Baptist. He's God. And He's good. And it also says His loving kindness is everlasting. Thank goodness for us. That's why we can come joyfully. He never runs out. His faithfulness to all generations. You see, the picture you have there is a picture of worship where the people of God are grateful for God and what He has blessed them with. Listen, you want your life to feel better? Well, get your eyes on Him and bless Him and thank Him. Develop the habit of being thankful. Develop the habit of coming to church and enjoying singing. I don't like to sing. That's just right off the bat. I'm not a good singer, but I'm not singing. I'm not in the choir because they tend to like to sing, but I am here to worship and I do like my God. There is a huge difference. Worship. Third thing, be thankful for people. In Philippians 1:3, Paul said, I thank God every time I remember you. Daily, when I have my time with the Lord, I write out my family and the people I'm thankful for. Daily. That is healthy for me. And it teaches me not to take people for granted. You have no guarantee that if you don't thank someone you love here this morning, that you'll see them next week. Do you understand that? And so practice thanking people daily. Thank God for people. And then thank people for being there. Tell your family and friends with your mouth that you appreciate them. There will be a day when you won't get that opportunity. Don't waste it. I'm convinced some people waste the opportunity to just tell the people they love that they love them, that they like them, that they appreciate them. This Thanksgiving, don't be thankful for the turkey, maybe the person who's a turkey. Be thankful. And see, that just doesn't sound very spiritual, but it's incredibly spiritual. I was thinking this morning as I was getting ready to do the children's sermon, I was just thankful. I think about those little faces and how I never know what they may say, but I'm thankful for them. You see, you want to improve your emotional health, your spiritual health, start being thankful. Tell people thank you. Write a letter. Text someone. I don't care. But let people know that you're thankful for them. Just learn to thank people. Fourth thing. Be thankful for your possessions. It says in Ephesians 5:20, always. Sometimes it's those words that get me. Always. How often is always? It means have a habit of being thankful. Always giving thanks to God the Father for what?
Everything.
Have you ever taken an inventory of what you have? And have you ever taken that inventory and thanked Him for it? Do you realize you could lose your inventory, the things that you have, just like that? When I couldn't sleep last night, I just went through my house and I looked at, I thanked Him for the couch, I thanked Him for the TV, I thanked Him for the picture, the little doodads we have on, the counter. I have so much, and yet I am so ungrateful at times. He says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you need to understand that everything you have is a gift from God. You see, where you get into trouble is when you think you earned it, it's yours, you can do what you want with it, because you know what? Just the fact that you get to go to work is a gift from God. And you're not guaranteed tomorrow that that's going to happen. We need to develop this attitude of being grateful. And when you start being grateful for what you do have, you won't struggle with envy when someone else has something that you don't have. I've never understood that. I can't understand people that are intimidated by wealthy people. Why would you be good for them? Why would that make you mad that they have what you don't have? Because who was the one that has given you what you do have? You? No, it's God. But you will get that attitude if you're not thankful for what you have right now. And everything that you have is a gift from God. And you could lose it just like that. So developing that attitude that says, God, I thank you. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. It begins to change the way you see your old credit card. I thank God that little Kia that my daughter no longer needed, because I gave a car to a son. You know, we do family shuffle with cars. That little Kia has 170,000 miles on it. It looks horrible. But you know what? I thank God every day because it works. It doesn't have to work. Do you realize? And it costs money to fix cars. But do you thank God for your stuff? Be thankful for your possessions. Maybe you need to go this Thanksgiving and go through your house and do inventory and thank God for every single thing that you have. You know what? Yeah, that's stupid. It might make you happier. And it might keep you from being resentful. Fifth thing, be thankful for your health. Don't forget to thank God for your health. Even if your health is not perfect, you still have it. It's amazing what the doctors can do to keep these things running, isn't it? The fact that you're here this morning, you ought to be grateful. There are people who want to be here who can't. I think sometimes we forget, on a daily basis, I thank God for my lungs. You know why? It's hard to live without them. My skin, I like my skin. It's important for me. My heart, my feet. See, Psalm 139, verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Man, you're a creation. No one else is like you. You have a lot to be thankful for if you're here this morning. Be thankful. I love 3 John 2. It's a very obscure verse, but it's just talking about how you should be grateful for your health. He says, dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all... I can't read it. That all may go well just as you are, even as your soul is getting well. One of the things that's taught me is just to be grateful for your health. Be grateful. I don't have good eyes, but I have eyes that work with contacts. I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for contacts. I often think if I would have been born at a different time, I'd be in trouble. But be grateful. Here's the hard one. Be thankful for difficult times. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, there's that word again, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything. What does that mean? In everything. It means just that. I looked up in the Greek, it's the word pos, and it means everything. Everything. Good and bad. It's God's will. You see, things may come as a surprise to you, but nothing surprises God for you. He knows your life. He knows your future. And when difficult things come your way, you need to understand this. While what comes your way is not good, you serve a God that can bring good out of it. The promise from Romans 8:28 is so powerful. And he says this, and we know. Know what? That God causes all things to work together for good. That scripture does not say all things are good. For me, my dad dying was not a good thing. The good thing out of it is that because he knew the Lord, I didn't have to worry about him and I could accept it and go on with that. God works together for good to those who hate the Lord. No. To those who love the Lord. To those who are called according to His purpose. You see, God has a purpose for my life because I know Him. And He has a purpose for your life as well. And when difficult things come your way, God doesn't just take a seat. He goes to work to bring good out of the bad. The problem is, we either don't want to see it, or we don't look for it, or we're not aware of it. Every tragedy that I've had in my life that I've allowed God to be in control of has been better in the long run. I'm just telling you. Romans 8:28 is a promise that regardless of what you go through, turn it over to Him because He will bring good out of it. But He never says that all things are good that happen to you. Going through difficult times, maybe the best thing to say is, Lord, What are you trying to teach me? How can I grow through this? Or maybe this, how can you be glorified through this? I think of the story of Joseph. You remember that story? His brother did him wrong. Sold him as a slave. Spent most of his life in and out of dirty prisons. He'd get elevated. Someone else would do him wrong. Looked like his life was pretty much a mess, which it was in the beginning. But do you remember who ended up saving Egypt? It was Joseph. I love Genesis 50 verse 20. Joseph later on, after his brothers had discovered who he was now the head honcho, he could have killed them. They were feeling guilty. He said in verse 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." You wanted to do me wrong, but God trumped it. He brought good. Was it good that he had brothers who did that? No. Is it good when people treat you poorly? No. But with God, he brings good out of it. It's just a promise of Scripture. So as you go through a difficult time, maybe the question is, Lord, how can you be glorified through this? What can I learn through this? Because like the song says, he's a good, good father. Yes, thank him even through the difficult times. And then the last thing, be thankful for Jesus. Sometimes as Christians, the longer we're saved, the less thankful we become. But in Romans 8:1, I love this verse. It says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Because I know Jesus, there's no condemnation. Not because I'm a Baptist, because I know Jesus. Jesus is the solution to my sin problem. And I'm grateful for that. Do we thank Him for taking our place and dying for our sins so we can be free? Or do we just take that for granted? When was the last time that you thanked Him for saving your sorry self? Every day I thank Him because I am sorry. 1 Corinthians 15:57, I added this one because I like winning. And with Jesus, ultimately, you win. And it says this, "But thanks be to God," and it's with an exclamation point, "but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our hard work, through our Lord Jesus Christ." You win because of Him, not because of you. And if that doesn't get you a little excited, you got a problem. You see, I'm convinced in our world right now, there is a real thing called depression, discouragement. It is real. And one of the things you can do to battle it is you can practice gratitude. If it's more than you can handle, you need to go to a doctor and you need to get help. But you also need to understand that the Bible gives you some good help as well. Just start thanking people. Thanking God. Thanking those who serve you. Just try it. Just lay in bed at night. Instead of worrying, thanking for everything in your house, just go through the rooms. Be grateful. And you might find a little happiness and joy in a world that is tough. Because it is tough out there. Focus on Him and be thankful. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for Your love. And I